So, Carolyn, can you give us the history of UPMTC? How did the group come together, and what is its mission?
We began as part of the CGC group, and we're quite sad to see that go away when Copesan restructured. So we decided not to let that go to waste and formed our own group. We've been part of a group for about 2 years now, and we've grown from just Copesan members to have 31 members representing 25 companies, and we've got all the technical and training people throughout the industry nationally.
Yeah. And so talk about this past year. What have the group been involved in? What are some activities? Where are some places you guys have visited this past year?
Yeah, we had a great visit to New Mexico State. Most recently in September, we visited NC State and BASF to learn from them. We've got a great program planned for next April, University of Wisconsin-Madison to learn from their vector disease labs. And we've got personal development programs and professional development programs planned for upcoming. We're kind of polling our audience now to see what they would be interested in. So it's a really exciting time. We keep growing and growing.
And so, you know, UPMTC, they provide a column to PCT on technical topics from different members of the group. How does the group go about deciding what to write for these articles?
Well, our monthly membership meetings always include an open discussion time where we can bounce ideas off of each other. A lot of those times we find a common thread of pests that we're all dealing with or situations that we're all dealing with. And oftentimes that'll spin into one of those IPM Insights articles. So it's a great time, but we're always looking for other ideas. So if people have them, please submit them. We'd love to take on a topic or two that way.
Yeah. And how does submitting these articles and being a part of PCT, how does that go towards the group's overall mission?
We're all interested in learning and impacting our industry. All of us are associated in some way or another in the national groups or getting together and just helping the industry. So being able to write an article monthly is a way for us to kind of give back to the industry, help others learn who may not have access to a technical director of their own.
And where can folks learn more about UPMTC?
We have a website, upmtc.org, and all of our information is there.